Section 4. Cultural Achievements.
If you were there. You are a servant in the court of a powerful Muslim ruler. Your life at court is comfortable, though not one of luxury. Now, the ruler is sending your master to explore unknown lands and distant kingdoms. The dangerous journey will take him across seas and deserts. He can only take a few servants with him. He has not ordered you to come, but has given you a choice. Would you join your master's expedition or stay home? Why?
Building background. Muslim explorers traveled far and wide to learn about new places. They used what they learned to make maps. Their contributions to geography were just one way Muslim scholars made advancements in science and learning. Science and philosophy. The empires of the Islamic world contributed to the achievements of Islamic culture. Muslim scholars made advances in astronomy, geography, math, and science. Scholars at Baghdad and Cordoba translated many ancient writings on these subjects into Arabic. Having a common language helped scholars throughout the Islamic world share what they learned with each other. Astronomy. Many Muslim cities had observatories where people could study the sun, moon, and stars. This study of astronomy helped scientists to better understand time and clockmaking. Muslim scientists also improved the astrolabe, which the Greeks had invented to chart the position of the stars. Arab scholars used the astrolabe to figure out their location on Earth. Geography. Studying astronomy also helped Muslims explore the world. As people learned to use the stars to calculate time and location, merchants and explorers began to travel widely. The explorer Ibn Battuta traveled to Africa, India, China, and Spain in the 1320s. To help travelers, Muslim geographers made more accurate maps than were available before and developed better ways of calculating distances. Math. Muslim scholars also made advances in mathematics. In the 800s, they combined the Indian number system, including the use of zero, with the Greek science of mathematics. A Muslim mathematician used these ideas to write two important books. One laid the foundation for modern algebra. The other explained the new number system. When this book reached Europe, Europeans called the new numbers Arabic numerals. Medicine. Muslims may have made their greatest advances in medicine. They combined Greek and Indian knowledge with discoveries of their own. Muslim doctors started the first pharmacy school to teach people how to make medicine. A doctor in Baghdad discovered how to treat smallpox. Another doctor, known in the West as Avicenna, wrote a medical encyclopedia. It was used throughout Europe until the 1600s and is one of the most famous books in the history of medicine. Philosophy. Many Muslim doctors and scientists studied the ancient Greek philosophy of rational thought. Others focused on spiritual issues, leading to a movement called Sufism. People who practice Sufism are Sufis. Sufis believe they can find God's love by having a personal relationship with God. Sufism has attracted many followers to Islam. Literature and the arts. Literature, especially poetry, was popular in the Muslim world. Much poetry was influenced by Sufism. Sufi poets often wrote about their loyalty to God. One of the most famous Sufi poets was Omar Khayyam. Muslims also enjoyed reading short stories. One famous collection of short stories is The Thousand and One Nights. It includes tales about legendary characters such as Sinbad, Aladdin, and Ali Baba. Architecture was one of the most important Muslim art forms. Rich Muslim rulers became great patrons or sponsors of architecture. They used their wealth to have beautiful mosques built to honor God and inspire religious followers. The main part of a mosque is a huge hall where people pray. Many mosques also have a large dome and a minaret or narrow tower from where Muslims are called to prayer. Muslim architects also built palaces, marketplaces, and libraries. Many of these buildings have complicated domes and arches, colored bricks, and decorated tiles. You may notice, though, that most Muslim art does not show any people or animals. Muslims think only God can create humans and animals or their images. As a result, Muslim art is instead full of complex patterns. Muslim artists also turn to calligraphy or decorative writing. They made sayings from the Quran into works of art and used them to decorate mosques and other buildings. Muslim art and literature combined Islamic influences with the regional traditions of the places Muslims conquered. This mix of Islam with cultures from Asia, Africa, and Europe gave literature and the arts a unique style and character. Summary and preview. Islamic culture produced great achievements in science, philosophy, literature, architecture, and art. In the next chapter, you'll learn about an area that was greatly influenced by Muslim ideas, West Africa. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the social studies skills and standards review exercises. The standards assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.